KCLX Mobile, monitoring.
Sorry, I didn't hear that call. I have my music blasting. If you could give it again, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
N6CLX.
What are you up to today?
Got done with the doctor's appointment. Now I'm headed to the office to go support my local retirees.
Okay. Well, yeah, I had to make a stop by the doctor, unscheduled. Turns out I've been taking some medicine for years. I probably didn't need to be taking it. Anyway, I had a couple of mild dizzy spells, and I was talking to him about it, and that's one of the things it causes. It lowers your blood pressure and your pulse, and you know, it would happen like during the day. I'd just get up and stand up and just get dizzy for a second. And so he just took me completely off of it. So, hey, that's just one less pill to take.
It's always a good thing to take less of that stuff. Seems like they come out with a pill that sticks what another pill does to you.
You know, usually when you go to the doctor, they're either added medication or up in medication, or they're sending you to a, you know, a specialist or something. So, oh me, I'll tell you.
Yeah, told the doctor today it's kind of crappy getting old.
I'm headed south on 85. I went to Gaffney Outlet, and there's a Cracker Barrel there, and met my buddy for lunch. We used to, when he lived in the Greenville area, we used to go to lunch every Saturday, and gosh, we did all kinds of things together. He was in the Corps, Marine Corps for years, and you know, he taught me how to reload, and man, we were reloading like crazy. And at that time, this has been a good many years ago, but at that time we were shooting 9mm, and we were reloading at, we figured, 5 cents a round, so that wasn't too bad.
I switched to the input and went to reverse. I get you better on input than I do on the repeater.
Well, say something again and let me hit my reverse button here.
Yep. Hit your reverse and you should hear me pretty good, because we're probably coming up to each other on 85, because I'm going north on 85. Coming up to it. Just went over 290.
They headed toward each other because I don't know exactly where I'm at. Let's see. I haven't been paying attention. I pay attention to this traffic. They still don't know how to drive. Oh, I'm coming up on 101 exit on 85, exit 60.
Yeah, just past each other. That's why we're coming in so good. I'm coming up on the exit 66 now, going north or east or whatever you want to say this thing does.
So how long you've lived in this area? I grew up in Greenville and the Greenville area. And, yeah, I've driven. Heck, I hate to admit this, but I remember when there wasn't an 85. I remember when they built it. I was just a little kid, but my dad found an access road to it, and it was just graded. It was just dirt, and he drove us out onto the on the 85, and we rode, I don't know, several miles on it. it, and he pulled over for some reason, and he got there's a little place with the dirt that caved in, and his right rear tire got stuck in it. So guess what?
And someone came along and said, "What are you doing here?"
CBA Mobile. And then before they paved it, I don't know, maybe he was casing the place out to see, him and a buddy of his had built a balsa wood airplane. It was like a Piper Cub, and had a, nitromethane engine on it. I think that's what it ran on. Anyway, it definitely wasn't electric, not back then, not back in the 60s. And so they didn't know anything about, free flight. And it was a pretty good sized plane. And so they didn't know you needed to turn the rudder a little bit just so it would fly in a big circle, and that way you could keep up with it. Well, they didn't do that, and they, of course, they let it take off in the wind, and they never saw it again. I was there. My dad had poor eyesight anyway, so he said, "All right, David, keep an eye on it," and it just kept climbing, and it was headed north towards Spartanburg, and it just went out of sight. All that work putting that thing together, and I mean, it took weeks and weeks to put it together, and then they, on this maiden voyage, they they lose it.
That's a heck of a story. That's funny. I grew up in California, as you can tell by the six call. But I remember them building the interstate on the hill by the house in I-280 there. My brother was getting his private pilot's license. He was 16, 17. Some guy approached him. I found out years later, and said, "Look, you want to do some night landings on the I-280 before they finish it, I'll pay you. You go down to Mexico and bring some stuff back." But he never did.
I wouldn't think that would be a real good idea. I'm getting off at 14 here, and man, I'm glad because the traffic is really slowing down. And I drove all the way 85 as far as I could, and as quickly as I could get on it. And man, it was a mess this morning, like 20 miles an hour and 10 miles an hour. Sometimes we came to a full stop. It was so frustrating. I don't know how people do it every day. It drove me insane. I'd be in a hospital or something.
In the 10-year-long construction area?
It's always funny because, my wife and I both grew up in this area, so when they say, "Oh, yeah, it's going to be ready in 2026, we look at each other and go, "Yeah, it'll be 28 before it's finished." and sure enough, but that's the way it goes.
I'm speeding a little bit on Business 85, and I see the sheriff here. I don't want to be part of someone's good day.
Just stay under 15 miles per hour over the speed, or 14, you'll be okay.
Station there. They all exit at that one exit. Oh, I was doing 20 over. That's why I said something.
As long as how much I was going over, because they would have taken me to jail for reckless driving. Oh, I tell you. But I didn't know. I noticed there were some truckers in the inside lane. I thought they were supposed to use the right lane and middle lane. I didn't know they were allowed into the inside lane.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen a sign saying they can't, so they do. And they also made it a law that you can't impede traffic in the inside lane, but people do anyway, and I've never seen anyone pulled over for it.
Yeah, it's a good law. I'm not sure it's going into effect. I think it's supposed to go into effect this month.
Showed me a video on the internet. It was taken by a camera on a cop. He pulled a guy over, and guy says, "I was going to speed limit." He says, "Yeah, in the left lane." He says, "Believe it or not, that's impeding traffic, and that's a violation. So I'm giving you a ticket for it."
My wife, her dad was in law enforcement all his life. He worked for the city. Captain Earl Watson, he was captain of detectives, and she's just she thinks that's a stupid law. If I'm going over the speed limit, you know, or you're telling me, you know, I have to go over the speed limit driving the left lane and all this, and I'm saying, honey, if somebody's passing you on the right, you're in the wrong lane.
What the cop told the guy, he said, "I don't care what speed you're going, if someone's passing on the right, which is very dangerous, you're impeding traffic. You're making life dangerous for everybody out here."
Going after somebody else. Well, a few minutes later, she said, I've got this policeman with his blue lights on. I said, well, get over, you know, let him, you know, go by. And she said, now he's behind me. And I said, well, it looks like you're getting pulled over. And so they pulled her over. They didn't give her a ticket or anything, but it was funny. I didn't let her live that down for a long time.
6CLX for the timer. Good timing. I'm just now at the office, so I'm going to run in and start my day before it gets too late. Dave, have a good drive. Be careful out there. And good talking to you. And talk again soon.
Have a good day yourself, and don't do anything I wouldn't do, and or don't get caught. And I'm on the 14. I'm pulling up to the intersection here at Wade Hampton, so I'll be headed to Taylor's to the house. But anyway, 73s. Enjoy the QSO. KP4CBA Mobile.
Have a good day, 73 and 6CLX, clear.